Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And for those people that aren't familiar with my voice, again, my name is Peter Mingles. I started Building Fortunes Radio for a lot of our people that do home-based businesses. And every once in a while, when we run across special situations, like we are with Soulier Construction, I decided to do a special segment for the entrepreneurs that are really worth highlighting and noting for you guys to know about. And that's Jerry Soulier, who runs Soulier Construction. And Soulier is one of those names that takes you about 100 times to figure out how to say it the right way. It's S-O-U-L-L-I-E-R-E. So it's easy to spell, S-O-U-L-L-I-E-R-E. And that's construction. Jerry's been in the construction business for a real long time. We did our very first radio show at the tail end of 2019. And if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Soulier Construction, you'll be able to hear that very previous radio show, and we're putting them up on the map too. Now, Jerry's one of those gentlemen who's running a construction company, and he's probably more comfortable swinging nails and doing drywall and building buildings and houses and stuff like that than he is pushing buttons on the computer for a website. So we're helping him build the website stuff. And I said, one of the things we can do to help people get a really great feeling about who you are is to be able to hear your voice and hear some of the stories. And I really fell in love with one of the stories that he told on the very first radio show, so you probably want to listen to that. But we're going to come back and give you a little highlight again on Jerry Soulier and what he does with his construction company. Then we're going to move into today's topic, which he's picked out some of the questions that you might have if you're planning on doing some work with him. So first of all, I have to say, Jerry, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Happy New Year. Glad to be here. Yes, definitely.
And, yep. So tell people a little bit about, you know, you and what you've done for those people that might be first-time listeners, and they can go listen to the other stuff that we did on the previous radio show. But tell them a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into this week's topic.
I'm Jerry Soulier. I run Soulier Construction, and we do home remodeling and new build construction. We do a lot of remodeling of kitchens and bathrooms, as we featured on the first, was one of our specialties. But we really like to, you know, remodel the house a lot of times for a life home or a long-term home. People, you know, sometimes like to, you know, pick a house or an area that they're looking to stay in, but the house might not be perfect. So, you know, those are the times that we would like to help them out and do something for them.
Excellent. So for those people listening in, if they go to soulierconstruction.com, they'll be able to see some of the stuff that you've done and some of the projects that you've worked on. And right now, if you're listening today, we have a great picture of a log cabin and with a great view. It has a great story, and you could hear that very first radio show where we talked about that. So let's talk a little bit about what you wanted to talk about today. So for those people that might be interested in using your services, have at it.
So this evening I was looking over some of the different questions that you should ask yourself. So I thought about the top 10 questions that you should ask yourself with your home. Are you looking to, you know, add on or build new? This is how you would determine that and figure out which direction you'd like to go. We here at Soulier Construction can help you out. One of the first things that come to my mind is, how much square footage do you need or do you want? Well, those can be a big variable. How many bedrooms do you want? That is a good factor into the square footage of the house, but it is also a factor in your lifestyle. So you have to ask yourself that, how many bathrooms do you really want or do you need? And then you would go into the style of the home, the living area. A lot of our customers now are enjoying the open concept, so we are changing a lot of homes and doing a lot of remodeling, opening up the exterior walls. We're doing a project in Dryden at this point right now. It's just about in the final stages. We opened up a 27-foot exterior wall into another living space and made it one great big 29 by 27 living room and dining room and kitchen area. So it's working out really well for them to be that. But everybody doesn't enjoy that. So there are other ways and concepts where people want divided spaces. So that's what you have to ask yourself. How do we like to live, you know? Would we like to be apart and separated or all together in a big room? And then we go into the long-term location. Is this, you know, somewhere there you're raising a family? Are you going to be, you know, living here more than 20 years? In that sense of remodeling, you're not looking for what's going to be, you know, up and coming or hot seller, or, you know, because at the end of your 20 years of staying in that home, you would either remodel again or sell in pretty much as is, and as most people do when they move on to a different size home. So there are definitely different things to consider, you know, in your term of that stay at that building or that home. But the children really come into a factor on that. If you do have children of school age, especially in this, the right school district, are you in the right area of the right school district? Yes, there is school of choice, obviously, in a lot of areas, but it's driving and transporting, and things can become very costly in time and money. So a lot of times people do choose their location of their home for the long term by their school district of choice. So we also condone, you know, that people look into and make sure that, you know, what the other schools are offering and what would be best for their children in that beginning stages of their life. So we do work with a lot of young couples in planning for the future. And that's what we look forward to in working with our clients. Then number seven, we would look into how close do I want to live to other people? Am I looking to live in a city fashion on a city lot where I don't have a lot of maintenance, not a lot of lawn to cut, not a upkeep? Things are easier access. I have better access on paved roads right away during different things. Like we live here in the North Country, so we do get the snow. So that is a factor in time of your life spent on the road or living apart. So do you want to live in the country where you don't have neighbors right next to you? You want your freedom in your space so that you don't have to, you can enjoy nature instead of another car motoring up to its home. We actually live ourselves out in the country a bit, so that's what we enjoy. But we do spend more time on the road. So that is something that you have to weigh out in your life where you're looking at going in it. And then how much maintenance do you want to do? And this is really big, especially in the size of lot that you're going to have or where you're going to live. Those make up a big choice item as far as building new. When you're remodeling, you know where you want to be or what else you're going to do. So then it's, what is the exterior of the home going to be? You have to think of longevity of items. Stone and brick always come to mind. That is a really nice style for the exterior of the home, which lasts for hundreds of years. Definitely wood and vinyl can have much more style and different forms and shapes. So that's why there's great contrast. And we offer many varieties of ways to plan and to view and to actually get visual information out to the people. We work with a couple of different companies where we're able to, if you're going to be remodeling your home, we can take a video and superimpose the new addition to the home, so that you can actually see the addition on the home and how it would look. So those are the different things when you want your exterior, you could actually see, okay, we can do everything right down to the landscaping. So you know exactly how many bushes you have to take care of or what square footage you have to maintain. So that all weighs into your life too. Do you have the time to do the maintenance? Do you want to pay to do the maintenance? So there's a lot of things to consider in that. That does determine where your house is also going to be. And then number nine would be, what is your style? Modern or traditional? Or, as a lady that we're working for right now, She likes modern farmhouse. She has a different style. It's a really nice square farmhouse style moldings with a band around the doors and nice straight lines. So it's a really nice look in the modern style of the farmhouse design that she's looking at. But that really makes a difference in cost in your home. There's a lot of different variables in prices of materials when you get into the more modern homes and the more exotic substrates and finishes that you would have. So those are the different things that you have to think of on your style. What, you know, what's your real style? What do you look for in a home? What really attracts you? And last of all, we always have to consider the budget. It's really good to try to know approximately how much you want to invest in your home. Obviously, you don't know what everything costs. Well, that's where Solier Construction comes in. What we do for our customers is we go out and we do our first due diligence visit. Usually it's a non-charge visit, and we go and we check out the home, and we ask you these questions, and we take notes, and we investigate your home. Is your electrical up to grade? Do you have to bring things up to code? We are very thorough at Solier Construction so that we don't have hidden costs, because obviously a budget doesn't allow for hidden costs as much as it should when you're trying to keep on a certain budget. So then we come back and we tell you, okay, this addition or remodel is within these parameters. You're within $120,000 to $150,000, depending on your finishes. Obviously, at that point, you would say, okay, that is close to our budget or what we're budgeting for this renovation. And I would say, okay, now we need to get drawings, and then we would go into finishes, because you can spend $5,000 to $10,000 in a bathroom, or I've had people spend $45,000 in their bathroom. It just depends on what you're buying and what kind of finishes you're looking for. So that makes a big difference in the final cost. So we like to, you know, go back through all these questions again. What's the style? How much maintenance? All the different things to then finally come to a permanent number. Can offer you in writing with all of the aspects and all of the particular items picked out in advance, knowing exactly what your end product is going to look like and what it is going to cost. So that becomes a comfort factor to our guests and to our clients. So that's what we like to build.
Excellent. So we're going to do this. We're going to take a little commercial break. You're listening to Jerry Solier. He just went down 10 things that you'll probably want to ask yourself. And I know with his level of experience, he'll help you be able to answer those questions as well. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jerry Solier. We're talking about Solier Construction and doing some remodeling in your home or building a home, you know, as far as a new construction or doing whatever you need to do. And as I was listening to Jerry go through those 10 things, I think about myself in the home that I built, but not that I built, that we bought, and how my family changed. And one of the things was I wasn't expecting to work from home. So we had to take one of our back bedrooms and turn it into a home office, which meant we had one less back bedroom. So we had to build a bedroom for my daughter or one of the kids as they were starting to grow up. When they were young, they didn't mind sleeping with each other, but as they're getting a little bit older, so we actually had to build a separate little temporary room, if you will, in the formal dining room that we had, that, by the way, we never used because we're not that formal,
yeah.
Especially with all those kids. And I had to basically have someone like yourself come in and help us map out and plan that. So I was thinking about those types of things, and that's when you would call Sulier Construction. I didn't know what we were going to do, quite honestly, and I needed to rely on the expertise of someone like yourself to come in and be able to do it and know all the things that I wouldn't have known when we started building it out as well. And I think in my life go ahead, I'll let you comment on that.
That's definitely true, because people's lives do change. A lot of times you try and plan for the future, and it doesn't always work that way. So we always try and encourage them to make sure that, you know, the different areas that can be expanded into and things are also thought of and brought up. That is definitely true.
Problem that we had when we started to build this temporary room, if you will, it looks like a regular room. It's not a physical part of the house, I don't think. It's not like, doesn't have a supporting wall. But when they put it up, I didn't realize it would be blocking one of the key windows as far as the light that came in, and my whole magnificent open area became very dark. And even though I agreed on the plans when we started building it, the gentleman saw my face and he said, we can come up with a creative solution to let the light in, and we did. And I know you probably would have either done one of several things, either exactly the same thing or would have told me in advance, hey, you're going to have a problem with lighting in this room because we're going to probably block some, and that's some of the things that you really like about your house, like how it's so light. So
yeah,
those are some things.
Yeah, we definitely run into that situation.
Right, so you can make adjustments along the way. The other thing is now I'm in a situation a little bit like your situation, Jerry, when we were talking before we started the radio show, is now I have my wife's older parents who are at that stage where they probably, you know, we're really having those tough decisions of should you be staying alone or should you be moving in with us? So then I have to try to figure out those types of things as well. So can you share with us some of the things that you've done for yourself and other customers relative to those type of life-changing events?
Definitely. Yes, we had that happen back in 2015. We were in that same situation. My mother-in-law and father-in-law were at that point where they were an hour away where they lived, because we chose to live in the country and they lived in the city. And so they would fall and they couldn't get up, and they would have to call an ambulance or a fire department to get off the floor. And this, you know, was getting, you know, to where it was just out of control. And we told them they had to move. And, but they didn't want to leave their home, but they wanted to be with their family. So we told them, well, we would add on to our home for them for this adventure that they would go on. And so we had them move in with us right away, and we started the addition. That first 6 months was a really life-changing 6 months as far as what we were expecting in life and what was going to happen, because we had just become empty nesters less than a year before that. So this was definitely different. And my wife and her mother are great together, and my mother-in-law and father-in-law were great people. So we worked diligently. We got this done in 6 months, and we moved them in. So what we did, we just blocked off a whole side of our house that faced west, where we got great light from that, with that side being a window on the west. But we added 1,050 square feet for them to live in. Now there again, we considered a lot of things. We had already added a ramp to the home because they had walkers and would make more easy accessibility, and someday the wheelchair, we knew they would be. And then we added the second area. We added a full walk-in, roll-in shower. Their shower is actually 5.5 foot by 11 foot, so they can roll right in that area with their walker, or eventually if they had to in a wheelchair or whatever, and then they would be able to take care of themselves. And then they have another area of the bathroom where they have two sinks and the toilet, and then they have the laundry room is connected right off the bathroom, and that has their closet all in one room. So their laundry, their closet, their storage, everything is all right there, right in one doorway off their bedroom. And then they go through the end of the bathroom that's off to their master bedroom, where we were able to put two large queen beds in that area. And then on the south end of the house, where we knew that we were going to get our light back, we did their living area. So they would get a lot of light in there. We did windows and door walls and actually French doors and that all along the south side there. Well, knowing that the light would be coming into their area, that would, again, relight up our room because we used glass doors between the two living spaces. Yeah, we get to visit, you know, we get to close the doors if we need it for quiet and private, which gives them their own space, which really was a big factor for them. This made them more independent still. They had their own cooking area. They had their own kitchen. They had their own bathroom, the bedroom, self-sufficient. They could come and go, and it kept their independence. But we were able to control the cost for them over long term. What they sold their home for would not have kept them in a comfortable situation at a senior center or anything for more than a year and a half, and they would have been out of money.
Wow.
And there's no way, you know, as a family, we couldn't afford then to take over and pay for them. A couple of the sons have died since then, and now the father-in-law has passed, but mom is still doing great. She enjoys her space. And, you know, it's just a factor that, you know, we've told them at that time that, you know, they gave us a one-time lump sum, was about 25% of the cost of building on to the home. And we said, you know, this is your life house. Whatever you live out, you know, this will be it for you, you know. And so the access of the shower, and we dropped some of their cabinets lower, so they created a counter to eat at that was low, where they could in a chair or a wheelchair or a low chair, that they would have no issue with that. And so we made it really good and accessible, and they enjoyed it. Now she goes out through our part of the house and then down the ramp, but to have them close by. And that's something that we never think that was going to happen, but, you know, like you said, life changes. So that's when we went to our construction company and we did the addition on the home. We've helped out quite a few families in the situations where we've had other families that melded together and, you know, where they went from having two children to now having six children. That was quite a change. We actually had to renovate a whole lower level of a home, was a basement. And, you know, obviously with that much people and living down there in that length of time that they're going to spend down there, they needed light. So we had to dig out part of the back of the house and open it up into, it was not really a trench or a ditch, but it was dug out a little ways from that. And we had quite a few windows, then creating egress for all them bedrooms and everything down there, plus great light. So we worked that into a lot of our different functions of home. We've changed, you know, areas where we had dark rooms with skylights. Skylights are really a good product if you use top of the line. We only install top of the line products so we can guarantee that they don't leak. And obviously the installation we have to do in-house, mostly because we can control quality. That's how we at Sillier Construction really like to make our stamp and our pride shown out there, was with our quality. So things like skylights, you know, people think, oh, it's a leak in the roof, but not if it's installed properly and you use the right product. I've had them in homes for over 25 years that I've installed that have never leaked. So it really is a big difference in the product that you pick, and also the integrity of the people that are putting it in.
So I think, you know, a lot of the stuff that you did for the in-laws when you were building your extension came from your experiences, because I would have never thought about a lot of the things that you said. I would have never thought about the shower. I would have never thought about the lowering of the cabinets. I would have never thought about a lot of the things you mentioned. Where did you pick up that level of experience? Because everybody learns it from somewhere. But you've been doing this for so long. You picked that stuff up.
We've been doing it here for 40 years. I've been doing it for over 40 years. And a lot of it is the ADA. We've worked with a lot of different companies and things in commercial work too, light commercial, as far as renovations of offices and things like that, where you get into ADA, and that's where I picked up where, you know, they have to have so much space to turn around and how to keep things close together, you know, not many steps away. Like my mother-in-law, when she did, my father-in-law did pass, she was having some issues and she couldn't walk and she fell. And when she came back from the hospital, we moved her bed, and her bed now is about 4 steps literally from her bathroom. So she gets up in the middle of the night without even really thinking about it, just gets up, goes to the bathroom, and comes back. And, you know, a lot of times we wouldn't have wanted her to do that, but we know that it's so close, you know, now in proximity for her, that it's more of a reaction than it is an actual, you know, thought and process.
Well, so ADA stands for what, American Disabilities Act?
Yes, that's correct.
Perfect. Wow. So you know all that stuff. You plan ahead for it because obviously those things would be important for those people that are looking at that. And there's so many, I think there's probably so many more people in that situation as we get older and as the housing prices go, whatever, or you know, the expenses for
true.
Health insurance, it's going to be a lot more.
Definitely
and
true.
Then also I'm thinking with kids staying close to home more often because of their student loans, there's probably
mm-hmm.
more adults living in homes for longer than they usually would. So I could see
definitely
a lot of that sort of stuff as far as home additions and, you know, bigger bathrooms and stuff along that line. Okay, so for those people that are listening in, how would people get in touch with you if they wanted to contact you?
They would contact Jerry Sullier at SullierConstruction.com or at Jerry@SullierConstruction.com. Or they can reach me at 810-656-2585. That phone number is always available.
So it's 810-656-2585 for those people listening in. Then also, if you go to buildingfortressradio.com, we have his contact information over there as well. There's links to his website as well from the radio show. And, of course, if you're listening in, Jerry, why don't you tell people what areas of the country you usually do as far as your construction and servicing?
We service southeastern Michigan, anywhere from St. Clair County over to Genesee County, down to Oakland County, and over to Macomb. So we convey a big area. It's probably 45 miles from our home base in every direction. That would be in the thumb area of Michigan. So, like I said, that's southeast Michigan. So, yeah, the St. Clair County goes all the way from Port Huron, and then we're over to Flint, which is over to the Genesee County area. And then when we go south down to Oakland County, we get over to Rochester Hills, where we're building right now at, and then we come back over to the east side all the way to the Lake St. Clair area and Grosse Pointe areas. And we do quite a bit of work on that east side, so it works out real well for us that we have a good variety of people that work for us that live in a lot of different areas, because it is a big area to cover.
Right, and I know that you're a hard worker, so there's a lot of time that you're out there doing your stuff up until late at night sometimes. So we do this radio show, so you'll be able to listen to Jerry, hear his phone-friendly voice, as well as check out the website, and we're always doing some stuff with his administrative people to help with the website as well. So if you're looking for something, whether it's new construction, remodeling, refinishing, something along that line, give them a shot and call Sullier Construction. And, Jerry, I'll let you have the last minute to wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We definitely look forward to hearing from all of you people out there and getting through with your different plans that you're thinking of and dreaming of, because that's what it's all about, making this home or your area that you live in a comforting place to come home to. That's what everybody looks for in a home, is the comfort. So that's what we like to build for people, is that comfort in their home to keep them there for a long period of time and enjoy that time with their families.
All right, so they can concentrate on the home and not have to worry about it. So thanks for being here. Thanks, Jerry. We're going to catch everybody next time. Go check out SullierConstruction.com. Here we go. Thanks, Jerry.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on BuildingFortunesRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the BuildingFortunesRadio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.